Exclusive: Tulsi Gabbard visits and works out with troops in North Carolina. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 5, 2025. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard visited U.S. Army troops at Camp Mackle, a training facility, and Fort Bragg in North Carolina on Friday. During her visit, Gabbard discussed with warfighters and U.S. military intelligence leaders the best way to integrate intelligence with the military's operations in an effort to keep Americans safe, secure, and free. Gabbard also took part in an early morning workout with 50 of America's best Special Forces warfighters. Olivia Coleman, the press secretary for Gabbard, revealed in a post on X. A photo of the workout on a whiteboard revealed that Gabbard and Special Forces warfighters did sandbag burpees, sandbag squats, kettlebell swings, alternate lunges, flutter kicks, planks, and kettlebell Russian twists, among other things. Joe Kent, who President Donald Trump nominated to serve as the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, expressed that he was honored to join Gabbard as she led the workout with the Special Forces leaders and candidates at Camp McCall. "I was honored to join Tulsi Gabbard as she led a great workout with our Special Forces leaders and candidates at the home of all Green Berets, Camp McCall," Kent wrote in a post on X. "Great to see so many old friends and the next generation of commandos." After having breakfast in the mess hall, Gabbard went to a leadership development course at Camp Mackle where she spoke with a group of Special Forces trainers and warfighters. "You've chosen this life because you want to do hard things. You want to solve the hard problems. You want to be at the tip of the spear," Gabbard told the troops. "Now is the time for that. Both because of what's happening in the world, but also at this moment we have a president who leads in a way that we have not experienced in our lifetimes in a commander-in-chief. And I love it for me because, as he does with the rest of the cabinet, he empowers us to lead, make decisions, solve problems, and deliver results," Gabbard added. "He is not a micromanager." After leaving Camp Mackle, Gabbard attended a change of command ceremony for the 1st Battalion 3rd Special Forces Group at Fort Bragg, a spokesperson for Gabbard told Breitbart News. She also visited the U.S. Army's Special Operations Command, where she was greeted by senior leaders and spoke with Army Special Operations Forces students. "Your ability, uniquely with a small team, to be able to make strategic impact that is reported on all the way up to the president is quite an incredible thing and can be a game changer," Gabbard said. "So, take the responsibility, not with fear, but with excitement and with courage, and know that you single-handedly have the ability to move our country forward and make the American people more safe."